to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and I have a whole lot of things. Let me start with perhaps the easier. I did send an email earlier in reference to the Genesis Apologetics site I don't remember how I got the link, but they have a debunking evolution series, and I downloaded the what you might call the trailer for it, watched it, and wow. So I downloaded the whole series. It's available for free. I highly recommend it. And I watched it, and it's superb. And several things came to mind. One, the two, the young guy, young lady that do this. It's obviously a very staged. So there's a lot of entertainment aspect to it. But the content is solid. It really is. The characters are John and Jane. That didn't go unnoticed. Some of the things that were pointed out, because one of the things that's been on my mind is there's been little progress over the years, and I've known because it's happened so many times in my life where suddenly things change. And I have this anticipation that it's going to happen again this year. For the better or for the worse, I don't know. But they talked about how things can happen suddenly in the evolution process. You know, most notably things like the Noah's flood and things of that nature, where things happen rather subtly. And they use things like Mount St. Helens, that explosion, which I've used myself. They showed some information. They did a little mock-up kind of thing where they were talking about he had a chest open that he had from his grandfather or whatever, and pulled out a yearbook from 1956. I thought, I can relate to that because that obviously is the year I was born. They talked about these various things that I didn't realize the number was so large, however many hundreds of things that the people over the years have said are in the human body that are no longer used. They're simply signs of evolution that are kind of left over. And over the years, every one of those things has been shown to be a necessity. You know, from things like the appendix and tonsils, which obviously reminded me about the denial of consent that I gave on November 9th, 2015, for George. You know, but again, that it was, you know, a clear reminder because obviously you violated man's law, which you're doing now. So you violate God's law and you violate man's law. At least you're consistent. They also talked about things that evolution basically talks about the idea of what we now call gain of function, where through mutation and whatnot, things become better. What is the research that was going on in various laboratories, including Fort Detrick, Maryland, and Wuhan, China? Gain of function research for viruses. And allegedly, one of the ones that was produced is called COVID-19. But part of the ancillary things that are happening because of COVID-19, gain of power within institutions and so forth, people yielding to blatantly false science, but it's training people, and one of the things you train people in is the idea of gain of function. So it supports the idea of evolution. It keeps this message, which, again, the foundations are poor. The other thing I found fascinating, because when they talked about Darwin, a lot of people talk about Darwin. They'll talk about Huxley, I forget his first name, who was called Darwin's bulldog, and his grandchild or whatnot, or kids are, you know, Aldous Huxley and Julian Huxley, who made quite a name for themselves. But what it's rarely mentioned, and they did here, as he also mentioned Thomas Malthus, which, he's the guy who promotes the idea that we, You know, he's basically the foundation of eugenics, what we're exactly seeing today. The other thing that was mentioned was that religion is basically a belief system. And they did point out, as I've pointed out many times, that the Big Bang idea and, of course, evolution is a belief system. It's not based on science. Whereas, and they said it in a different way, but they basically said it, you know, the Genesis story is science, because science is something that's observed, and the Creator observed it. Jesus Christ observed it. Anyway, that's fascinating. I highly recommend it, because of all the things I've seen in evolution and creation, that debate, things that will capture your mind and give you solid evidence. This is clearly, by far, the best I've seen. Second of three things. You may or may not be familiar with Jack Ma, M-A, a Chinese fellow who has made a lot of money, as in tens of billions of dollars. He owns Alibaba, which is well described as the Chinese version of Amazon. He was doing some financial manipulation a few months back, and apparently was thwarted, because if he would have succeeded, he would have easily eclipsed Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos, just eclipsed them both without a problem. However, something happened, and he made some comments very public about the financial systems within China and directly challenged the Chinese Communist Party. He hasn't been seen for 2 months. He's disappeared. And of course, there's a lot of things that are happening. But one of the things, you know, so whether or not he's being re-educated or whatnot, what it brought to mind is, what is my wife interested? Was she interested in that pro-life advocate who is striving as a young follower of Christ to be obedient to Christ, even though he was clumsy? Or was she after the guy who drove the nice new BMW? I still wonder about that today, because clearly her dad seems to show he worships wealth, not the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's blatantly obvious. But as I pointed out, I see my own maturing. As a young guy, I wanted wealth. Then I wanted wealth and be obedient to Christ, and found that the Lord said, no, you can't. He says it very clearly. You cannot serve God and wealth. You cannot be pragmatic, even though Jim Cross says you can. You cannot. And it would be my joy if one day Jim Cross says, oh, you're right. God is right. You cannot serve God and wealth. If he comes to that conclusion, I will celebrate that. And I would like to celebrate with him as brothers. But the other thing is, I was having a dialogue today at lunch with Chris, and we talked about, you know, because there is the clear command I've talked frequently about Deuteronomy 6 and the command to teach your children as you walk along the way and so forth. Which means it's a continuous process. But the other thing that was important, there was another passage in Deuteronomy, is 11 or whatever. You teach your children and grandchildren. That sunk in. That caused a lot of discussion. And you know, we talked about that, and of course, we talked about a little bit of what's happening around the world, especially, you know, the best summary is the Great Reset. You know, the COVID-19 is being used as the instrument for the Great Reset. The Great Reset has been planned for decades. It now just has a fancy name, delightfully packaged videos and so forth. And you know, this, but, and you see it happening. Last number I heard is like 500,000 small businesses in the United States are closed their doors permanently. And I've questioned before, does that include eSystem South? Because obviously a lot of your customers are going to be small businesses. And then when you add to it that for about 10 days or so now, voicemails, because this is your business phone. You're not taking voicemails. So it gives me this hint that you're out of business. So I wanted to know more. So again, because I've already started, because now I have your address and so forth, I decided, okay, let's do a web search on eSystem South. I did that, and because I have start page, DuckDuckGo, I don't use Google. But in this case, it was DuckDuckGo that I used, and ended up with a list, obviously your website, and the various yellow pages kind of things. And then a couple of, this company that gives you, you know, information about businesses, things of that nature were there. And then something like number 10 on the list is a direct pointer to family.kozlowski.org. So if somebody types in eSystem South, they're going to get my site, which I found fascinating. But so, you know, the part of that is there is a connection between the people involved with eSystem South and me. Because of the things that are happening in this world, you know, the eugenics, the genocide, I mean, it's downright genocide that is going to be transpiring. Again, the domestic, I don't know about the world count yet, but domestically, apparently the total death count in the United States, no significant difference over the past couple years. So there was no, you know, they're claiming, 300,000 from COVID-19. Obviously, the only way you can claim that is by shifting expected deaths. Because deaths from the flu, I think, dropped to 27 or something of that nature was the number I heard. When it's normally a low of 40,000 and a high of 70, I think, is the normal range for the flu. So you go from something that's 40 to 70,000 and it drops to 27. There might be something fishy there. So, you know, the idea that there is a pandemic, you know, from a disease that may have been caused through gain-of-function research, and apparently, you know, with a 99% plus survival rate, and, you know, using a test that cannot distinguish that from any other coronavirus or the common cold, and the world is in panic. The objective is theft, control, and genocide. I mean, it is abundantly clear. And I don't know what's happened to eSystem South or my wife, and obviously my kids. I have been working for years. Well, the other thing, okay, one more thing. You may be aware that Julian Assange was, I've seen the summary of it. The judge said, you know, all the evidence, all the accusations and whatnot, they seem rational. But because of his mental condition, we're gonna say no. But we're not gonna let him out of prison. The bail hearing was released today, and they said no, we're not gonna let him out of prison. So they're not gonna extradite him to the United States, but they're gonna keep him in prison, and it may be years still. He's in prison under no charge, in isolation 23 hours a day. It's torture. It's on behest of the U.S. government. So the thing I find fascinating, besides WikiLeaks and the related Shofar leaks, my site, there's that tie. The fact that he has two kids that he hasn't been able to see. Again, I see that tie. Also, that he's dealing with institutions, say, here are laws, But we overrule our laws because we are a higher authority. It reminds me of my own family who overrules the laws of the land. My right to be able to speak with my kids, my denial of permission for denial of consent for George. And I don't doubt, I guess I really don't doubt, that you would let my kids have the vaccine, won't you? That's going to be, I can't think of polite words for that right now. And I'm afraid, the marketing of that is just tremendous. But obviously you've ignored man's laws. And I've pointed out, you ignore God's laws too. And you've shown me absolute hate. But I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to turn around and offer you love. Because number one, that lady there, Dorothy Jane Kozlowski, my wife, I'm overwhelmingly in love with. I hold nothing against her. I simply want her back. I love her. I'm not after revenge. I'm after reconciliation. A lot of things are happening right now. I've described it, because I've described how the masks are simply the armbands of 100 years ago. The false flags and so forth, that, the Operation Balboa or whatever, Barbarossa, whatever it was. It was a series of false flags that Germany used against Poland, allegedly against Poland, in order to instill people, we need to attack. And that started World War II, all under false flags. And then, of course, our entry into the World War I, the sinking of the Lusitania, which was indeed a false flag. As so abundantly clear, we provoked the Japanese. We knew that we set up a sitting duck at Pearl Harbor. We knew it was happening. We had the messages that were being transcribed as they were happening. We knew beforehand. We provoked World War II. It was not unexpected attack. It was provoked. And then, of course, obviously the Gulf of Tonkin and so forth and the incubator babies, a whole lot of issues with 9/11. And then, the weapons of mass destruction, all those things were false. And you think, and of course we had the vaccine issues and so forth. We've had so many that have been proven more harmful than the disease, including the people who are dying now from the current COVID-19 vaccine. There's several deaths already. And there's the 3%, you're going to have a problem. 3% people having serious problems from the vaccine. So you have all those things together. And you have that history of the false flags and the lying of government, and people trust them now. That's stupid. That's really stupid. What's going to happen is exactly what happened with the National Socialist German Workers' Party when they came to power. It's the exact same thing now. We're the modern Nazis. We are the Fourth Reich. And when you say, okay, I'm going to submit to the government rather than try to bind the family back together, it's the 1 Samuel 8, verse 18. When you cry to the Lord, he says he will not hear you. I've repented from that, hoping that the Lord will hear me. And I'm seeking to be a blessing to my family in any way I can. If it's money, bow to your king, the wallet. You have no hope. If it's love and obedience to Christ, let's reconcile and fight this fight together as a family. I set that before you. I know I got seriously long. If you don't find love in what I'm saying, if you don't see this as a man trying to appeal to be a blessing and an encouragement to his family, to protect his wife and kids, run from me. I am a man who is trying to do things that are rather politically incorrect. And I'm going to continue because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the process, I'm going to try to reconcile my family. If anyone's interested, you know, john@kozlowska.org is a very easy way to get hold of me. It's been that way for a whole long time. And it still is. I welcome anyone, whether it's my kids, whether it's Jim Cross, Madge Cross, and more importantly, my wife. All of you, this is a man trying to act in love, and especially to my lady. I love you.